This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In its latest U.S. military aid package for Ukraine, totaling about $800 million, there's a controversial addition, cluster munitions. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman.
They scatter explosive bomblets over wide areas. But those that do not immediately explode can be a danger to civilians, even years after conflict. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, at the White House told reporters Friday the U.S. government's decision to supply Ukraine with cluster munitions was difficult and had been deferred, but now it's the right thing to do.
Russia has already spread tens of millions of these bomblets across Ukrainian territory. So we have to ask ourselves, is Ukraine's use of cluster munitions on that same land actually that much of an addition of civilian harm, given that that area is going to have to be demined regardless?
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Friday marked 100 days since Russian authorities detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
Evan Gershkovich was arrested on March 29th in Yekaterinburg, east of Moscow. He's being held in Moscow's notorious Lefortovo prison and faces up to 20 years in jail if convicted. There may be a glimmer of hope. Russia confirmed this week that there had been contact between it and the U.S. about a potential prisoner swap, which could potentially involve Gershkovich and Vladimir Dunayev, a Russian citizen in U.S. custody on cybercrime charges. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A building collapsed on Friday in Brazil's northeastern state of Pernambuco, leaving at least five dead and eight others missing. A drone video showed the gap the tragedy left in the neighborhood on the outskirts of the state capital. This is VOA News. A Florida man, prosecutors say, is affiliated with the Proud Boys, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Barry Ramey, an aircraft mechanic, was convicted of assault and trying to intimidate an FBI agent investigating him before his arrest. Prosecutors say Ramey joined a large group of Proud Boys on the morning of the riot, and they charged the police line, attacking police officers with pepper spray. Ramey's lawyer noted her client didn't enter the Capitol, steal anything, or remain defiant following January 6th, as many others have done. She also said he understands the gravity of his actions and is ready for a change. Prosecutors also say Ramey anonymously called the agent he was accused of intimidating and recited the agent's home address over the phone. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Texas gunman in the 2019 Walmart shooting has been sentenced, with details, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in El Paso has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences. However, he could still face more punishment, including the death penalty. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty earlier this year to nearly 50 federal hate crime charges in the mass shooting in the Texas border city, and federal prosecutors took the death penalty off the table. But Texas prosecutors have said that they will try to put Crucius on death row when he stands trial in state court. I'm Shelley Adler.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan expressed confidence on Friday that Sweden will join NATO in the not-too-distant future. This is amid opposition to Sweden's accession from Turkey. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to have talks with the Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in some form during next week's NATO summit in Lithuania. Recapping our top story, in its latest U.S. military aid package for Ukraine, which totals about $800 million, there's now a new controversial addition, which are cluster munitions bombs. And Friday marked 100 days since Russian authorities detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and charged him with espionage, the first U.S. journalist to be accused of it since the Cold War. And the Kremlin has hinted that this week that it would be open to negotiating a prisoner swap. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.